Good morning, Afreilich and Shushan Purim to you. I hope everyone's doing well. We are in the middle of our study of Masechta Shabbos, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis. And with this, we get to the crescendo, the probably most important Mishnah in Masechta Shabbos, because it identifies the Avos Malachos. Says the Mishnah, Avos Malachos Arbarim Chasarachas, there are 39 Avos Malachos that are forbidden on Shabbos. And the reason why we say the Arbarim Chasarachas 40 minus 39 is because we follow the language Arbarim Yakenu Lo Yosef. We give a person a maka of 40, no more, which teaches us that we do one less. So what are the 39 Avos Malachos? The first one is Hazareah, the one who plants. The second is Hachorish, the one who plows. The third is Hakotzer, the one who reaps. The fourth is Hama'amer, the one who gathers together. The fifth is Hadash. The sixth is Hazora, the one who winnows. Dash is, of course, threshing. The seventh is Haborer, the one who sorts. Eighth is Hatochen, the one who grinds. The ninth is Hamarakid, the one who sifts. The tenth one is Halash, the one who kneads. And the 11th is Haofer, the one who bakes. These first 11 are known as Sidur de Pas, the process of setting up the wool, baking bread. Then come 13 that have to do with preparing wool. Hagozes at Samer, the one who shears wool. Vamalabno, the one who whitens it. Vamanatspo, and the one who combs it. Vatsovo, and the one who dyes it. Vahatova, and the one who spins it. Vahamesach, and the one who mounts the warp onto the loom. Vaosneshne Batenirin, the one who sets the two heddles on the loom. And 19th one is Haorikshne Chutin, one who weaves two threads together. If you weave the actual two threads, then that would be a malacha on Shabbos. How about Botzei Shnei Chutin, somebody who takes out two threads? That would also be a malacha. And of course, Hakosher Vahamatir, the one who, 21 and 22, are the one who ties the knots, and the one who undoes the knot. Vatofer Shnei Tfiros, if somebody stitches two stitches, or Hakorei Almanas Lutfor Shnei Tfiros, somebody who tears out in order to sew two stitches, which of course is necessary because it's only active acts of creation that are considered Avos Malachos, as opposed to these which are not acts of creation. Hatzad Tzvi, if somebody hunts a deer, number 25. Hashokto, number 26. Hamafshito, number 27, somebody who skins the animal. Hamocho, somebody who salts the animal, number 28. 29, Hamabedis Oro, the one who tans its hide. 30, Hamocho, the one who smooths it. 31, Hamachatcho, the one who cuts it. 32, Akosei Shtei Osios, somebody who writes two letters. Ramoche Kamanas Lichtov Shtei Osios, the one who erases in order to write two letters. These, starting from Hatzad Tzvi number 25 up until number 33, these are the malachos involved in preparing a scroll in the process. Now, the Mishnah closes out with the rest of the list. Habone, the one who goes ahead and builds. Vasosu, the one who destroys. Amanas Libnos, of course, says the Gemara. The destruction, again, has to be creative in intent. And so, therefore, the person has to be destroying so that he can build. Hamechabe, the one who puts out the fire. Vahamavir, the one who carries or lights the fire. Right? 38 is Hamake Bepatish, the one who completes the creation of a item, striking the final blow with a hammer. And, of course, 39, Hamotzi Mirishus Lishishus, the one who carries from place to place, Hare Elu Avos Malachos Arboim Chaser Achas. Wow. So the Mishnah then continues in Mishnah Gimel and states, Vod Klal Acher Amru, they stated one more rule. We had started this parak by discussing rules, and now the Mishnah continues with the rules. Kol HaKasher LaHatznia, whatever is able to be fit to be stored. What does that mean? It means that something that's normally used by people, and he carries it out. Umatznian kamohu, and it's an amount that's worth keeping. So it has to be a substance used by people and in an amount that's used by people. Vahotzio b'Shabbos, and if this person then carries it on Shabbos, chayav alav chatas, the person would be chayav for carrying. V'chol she'eno kasha latznia, if it's not normal to carry it. V'ein matznia and kamohu, and people don't normally store that type of thing, Votzio b'Shabbos, and he carried it out on Shabbos, Eino Chayev Elah HaMatznio, the only the one who finds his own interest, if he has his own weird lint ball collection. So such a person is saying, I'm preserving this to keep it. But otherwise, everyone else would be putter for the same situation. We'll stop here and Be'ezus Hashem continue, because this Mishnah is going to teach us and carry on through a number of Mishnayos, both throughout the rest of this parak and to the start of the next one, which we will continue with tomorrow morning.